I don't know if you know too much about Talking Rugby Union, but we've got a section on there called Emerging Talent, and it's focusing on young players coming through who we think are going to be really big in the game in the future. We've got players in there. We've had players in there like Jack Knoll last season, Sean Dougal from Munster, and yeah, we're hoping to put a piece together and put you in there this week, if that's all right. Brilliant. So obviously we're into the summer now, but pre-season's already well underway, and you're back into training, I'm guessing. How's it all going?
It's going pretty well, to be fair. We're going off a bit of like a lot of gym work at the moment, obviously pre-season. We're not astral any beasting yet. We're just doing a lot of pattern play, organisation, like lines of running, and then we're just doing a lot of speed work and agility work as well.
Right. So what's the sort of the schedule like for a normal pre-season week for you?
Monday we have a double weight upper body and a skill session, like a front five session or like a split session, forwards and backs. And then on a Tuesday we do a team session, weight, low body weight and speed with our sprint coach, Jonas.
Mm-hmm.
And then you end up, then tomorrow is just upper body weights again with rugby skills, the team. And we've got Thursday off, and then Friday's a repeat of Monday and Saturday's a repeat of today.
Right. Okay. And so you said you've not done too much of the hard, real pre-season fitness. Is that gonna kick in soon, you think?
Yeah, I think it starts in the next couple of weeks. We're going to start our runways and our fitness conditioning. Just kind of get our bodies in good shape at the moment, you know, get rid of some of the summer fat and get some muscle bulk on.
Yeah, absolutely. And have you got any games coming up over pre-season, or are they still a while off yet? Okay. And so obviously looking back at last season, it was heartbreak for Bath at the end of the Premiership with that difficult loss to Harlequins, seeing you just miss out on a playoff spot. How the team recovered from that?
I think any other year we had 67 points, we'd have finished in top four. And on points we did finish in top four. We see ourselves as a top four side. You know, we're 1 point off being a top four side. So it's obviously really hard to take, but quite motivating at the same time. That probably, you know, we did well last year, we possibly did enough for another year. Just a bit of more motivation, really. Although we're disappointed with the Amlin as well for not winning that. We just got to push on.
Yeah. And obviously, as you said, it was a fantastic season. It was just heartbreaking in the final game that kept you from the playoffs. But is there anything specifically that the management has targeted as something where you could improve for this season coming?
I think we just look at ourselves individually and try to better ourselves individually. You know, what can we do differently to make a difference, that 1 point difference? Or what can we do individually that makes a difference towards the team? As in, people who aren't even in the squad, you know, what can you do in that week to challenge your teammates? Or if you're on the squad, what can you do to, you know, make yourself better than your position? That's how we kind of looked,
isn't it? And so for yourself, on a personal level, about last season, you obviously were in and around the first team squad, having made your debut the season before, and it's been a really quick rise, hasn't it, through the ranks at Bath?
I feel like I've been extremely lucky. I mean, yeah, I think everyone has a bit of luck at the start. You know, I had that lucky break last year. And this year, I was around the first, but I wasn't in the squad as such. So we had a couple of injuries. Shame for the boys to miss a game, but obviously I relished the opportunity to play. It's like when you're not getting picked and when you're not in the team, they're challenging the other boys around you to make them work harder, kind of thing.
Mm. And your performances in the first team, how did you feel they went this season? How did you feel you slotted into the squad?
You know, I had a couple of average games, I think, against that Breeze in the quarter final of the Amazon Cup, and I had a couple of average games in the last 10 minutes against London Irish. Here and there, had a few spells, but I'm still happy with my last couple of games of the year. You know, for me, my massive focus is set piece, and I think they went rather well in the final, and they could have gone better in the highlights in this game, but it was just poor condition.
Yeah, and when you made your original first team debut, not last season, the season before, you were still a Bath student at the same time, am I right?
Yeah, that was December 2012.
Right, and how... And obviously from academy rugby and student rugby and then being straight into the Bath first team, how did you find the jump in standard and how did you find that you coped with it?
I think I was quite lucky with what I'd done before in the university. I played the Chipman RFC and National 3, Southwest 1, and that kind of prepared you for physicality in a way. Obviously, a different level completely playing after team, but then the speed of the university rugby and stuff kind of just nice blend. So I think I had different aspects that I'd already experienced, not at the same time.
Right.
So, but the main thing is I just think sharper, like less blunt, so hitting when you're playing some faster, you know, a hit is a hit. It's a bit blunter when you play at a different level, so you can ride that hit slightly more. There's a different type of physicality.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned it just before, and although the Amlin final wasn't the result that Bath wanted, obviously, how was that as an experience? Starting in that must have been a fantastic occasion.
I just tried to keep my head focused before the game kind of thing, and just see if it's another 80 minutes or another pitch, or 50 other players kind of thing. But to look back on it, I was really proud of playing, and it was awesome.
Fantastic. And so one of the main talking points about your own last few years is you're originally a prop and now you've moved to hooker. How did that sort of first come about?
I played a few games while I was a prop for the A-League, and I did it around the park, and my stomach just let me down.
Yeah.
So I played a couple of games in the back row, and yeah, again, I did pretty well. I did, you know, did my bit around the park, but struggled a bit, you know, on the back of the scrums and the lineups. But I think it was just like a medium, so I was told to practice my throwing with Simon Hardy. I did a couple of weeks with him, and then just my more luck again, I guess, on my behalf, is that Alina has got a 2-week ban against Leicester. Ross back in the back of the out of injuries, and then Will Tanner was out of injury as well. So I was in, they just took me in the Carbon Island and the group stages. They just chucked me in there, and I luckily got 20 minutes here and there and had like 8 games on the trot. So it was that kind of just studies kind of disappeared for a bit, and I just played rugby.
Yeah, and how do you find it now? Do you prefer it to playing prop?
I get a lot more opportunities to ball carry and to show what I'm doing on the pitch a bit more, because a lot more on my legs. I'm not as fatigued and tired all the time, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, it's early days in pre-season, but have management or anyone sort of let you know of their plans for your involvement with the first team this year? Obviously, there's a lot of hookers as well at Bath, Rob Webber and Batty and a few others, but has anything been said yet?
We've not been given specific dates or times or when we're going to play or when we won't play, but you know, they just gave me a review of last year and how my work on for this year. And I'm going to target my work on in pre-season and hopefully get an opportunity in the pre-season games to show if I've improved on them.
Yeah, and has there been any talk of, or just from a personal view, where you sort of see yourself in the pecking order, if you like?
Well, if I'm realistic, I still see myself as third choice.
Yeah.
Behind Ross and Rob, but I want to challenge them this year, and hopefully Rob will get fit for England and that'll give me some opportunities to play.
Absolutely, yeah, with plenty of international breaks and stuff throughout the season. And one thing, just finally, for yourself, what are your ambitions for this season?
I want to get as much game time as I can, really, you know. Give me opportunities to show what I'm about, you know. I think I played 80 games last year. I'd like to play double figures this year. Maybe start some LV games, get some more LV time. My personal target. And to retain the A-League trophy as well.
Absolutely. Well, cheers, Tom. Thank you very much for your time and thanks for speaking to us.
Yeah, no worries.